With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin's lieutenant governor says accepting federal dollars to expand Medicaid will help people needing health care and cut costs. Mandela Barnes spoke with WXPR prior to giving an address in Rhinelander Friday. Governor Tony Evers has proposed in his budget accepting federal money to make health insurance possible for more people. Former Governor Scott Walker refused to take the money. Democrat Barnes says this could benefit many people.
Medicaid expansion is the first step. It's a necessary step. It's a step that will save the state money. It's a step that would also save the average consumer money, the average health insurance ratepayer, because we can increase competition in the market. There'll be a little more flexibility for people who need to be insured. That means 82,000 more people will have access to the coverage they need.
He says many people can't afford health insurance, don't have any, which can lead to burdensome medical debt.
It's unfortunate that that is the reality that we're living in, and that's why we put this in the budget, because things can be better for many more people across our state if we were to take this step. And I would encourage people to go out and contact their legislators to make sure that accepting the federal dollars to expand Medicaid is the right thing to do. It's our money that we already send to Washington, D.C., but it's not money that we're getting back.
Republicans who control the Budget Writing Joint Committee on Finance and both houses of the legislature are not likely to agree. Governor Walker signed a bill last year that would allow reinsurance, which is intended to lower insurance costs. During the campaign last year, Walker said it would drop insurance costs about 4%. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is now offering a reward of up to $1,000 for the arrest of people involved in the poisoning of animals in Marinette, Bayfield, and Florence counties. Dog deaths have occurred in Bayfield, Marinette, and Florence counties. The deaths occurred on public properties in those counties managed by the U.S. Forest Service and Goodman Timber Company. DNR Regional Conservation Warden Dave Zebro says they haven't had much public feedback since the original call for information went out several days ago.
So we're hoping this reward system will engage some people and maybe motivate some people to give a call. We've been investigating this now for a number of weeks. We've had conservation wardens, you know, on the ground looking for additional bait sites or poisoning sites. We have not found any of those. Since the department sent out its original news release here about a week ago, we have not had anything real credible.
Zebro describes what they found.
Some looks like hamburger. Other bait sites have had like some mixed different types of meat in there. Unfortunately, there's been a series of dead animals. We've had raccoons. We've had coyotes. We've had a weasel, all within very close proximity.
Besides several dogs found dead, one dead wolf was also found. What the highly toxic poison is still being determined. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service asks anyone with information about the recent wildlife and dog deaths to contact the Service Office of Law Enforcement in Madison, 608-221-1206. Yet another scam is popping up as students will soon graduate and be looking for summer work. Ken Kroll has more.
The State Division of Trade and Consumer Protection Administrator Laura Sutherland says scammers are targeting part-time job seekers.
There are ways in which scammers are trying to target job seekers. One of the main ways is too good to be true jobs or phony job postings that are out there trying to solicit personal information from job seekers.
Sutherland says question the kind of information a prospective employer wants from you. In the initial interview, you normally don't give a Social Security number or bank account information.
And you should be obviously suspicious of any job offer that requires an upfront fee. Sometimes phony jobs are asking you to send a wire transfer or to pay for superfluous training or things of that nature.
She says be highly suspicious of any organization from outside the United States. Sutherland says it's nearly impossible to take enforcement action against an illegal agent overseas. She says going to the State Job Service website or office provides multiple openings that are verified. She says get the job offer in writing, including any earnings you are expected to make. If the interview request or job offer is for a job you did not apply for, it's most likely a scam. And if the web address referenced in the sender's email address does not match the true URL for the business in question, the email may be a scam. More information is available at the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection hotline if you have questions. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The Lower Eagle River Chain of Lakes Commission reported recently that portions of three lakes this year will have hand harvesting of Eurasian water milfoil. The area to be hand harvested is composed of 7 acres. EWM is an aquatic invasive that can cause dense matting, preventing boating and swimming, and crowds out native plants. Commission member Dave Muller says the areas will be treated by diver-assisted suction harvesting. He says they have tried hand harvesting by snorkeling in 2017 with mixed results, and they used the suction device in 2018 with better results. A 4-acre area of Watersmeet Lake remains the most heavily affected with surface matting, according to Muller, who indicated about 400 pounds of material was removed last year, but it didn't appear to have an impact. Watersmeet Lake will again be targeted, along with 2 areas of Scattering Rice Lake, where there are scattered patches, and 1 area of Yellow Birch Lake. Our forecast today, rain showers and a high near 40. For tonight, a chance of showers early, patchy fog after midnight, cloudy with a low around 31. Tomorrow, a chance of showers late, cloudy skies and a high near 45. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.